All right. So we've been talking about things that or platforms and why they're attractive to live streamers. So I'm not joking about this. Let's talk about why Periscope is attractive to live streamers. Yeah, Periscope. Periscope. Why would Periscope be attractive to live streamers in 2019? Well, to be quite honest with you, and if you listen to the show, you already know the answer to this. It's kind of a recap, I suppose. But we always are getting new listeners, and we always have new people coming on board and downloading and starting at various points in the podcast, so they might not have heard me ever talk about Periscope. 2019, Periscope pretty much is dead. Okay. Twitter Live, Periscope, same thing. Unfortunately, though, I like Periscope. However, there's some things I don't like about it. I mean, I love the audio quality. I love the video quality. I love the ease of use. I love the reach with it tweeting out on Twitter. People can watch it on Twitter. I mean, there's some things about Periscope that are just fantastic. But Periscope always seemed, in my opinion, to be the worst platform for trolls. And Periscope seemed to, it was hard to get traction on Periscope if you weren't one of the first people on there back in the day. And I think some of those people that were on there back in the day still have audiences there. I was talking to Michael Stelzner at VidCon, and they still distribute some of their social media marketing or social media examiner content on Periscope, and they attract an audience there. But they've also been doing it since the start. I think I did an episode about this some not too long ago when we talked about this, that, you know, if you're looking at building on a platform, Periscope may not be the place to build right now. And who knows if it's going to come back or not. Twitter's a cesspool. So, it even though it's tied to Twitter, and that's one of the benefits of it, is that you can easily tweet out your broadcast and people from Twitter can join in. I mean, that's one of the great things. But Twitter is a cesspool. Twitter is, I mean, it's the scum of the earth. Not everybody. There's a lot of good people on Twitter. So I don't want to say that there, I mean, because I know people out there who are fabulous creators and businesses and whatnot that still use Twitter. I mean, there's a lot. I don't want to throw everybody in, but the bulk of Twitter, like the loudest voices on Twitter, and it seems like the preponderance of users on Twitter are scumbags and they're spewing bile. So no wonder the trolls come into the videos, because you've got, I mean, it's a wild west of assholes on Twitter for the most part, with good people sprinkled in, trying to use it for noble purposes. And Twitter does obviously solve some problems when something is broken down. Your local cable company isn't working. Your electric isn't working. You hear helicopters overhead. I mean, people run to Twitter to find out the latest, because that's where people run to post the latest. It's kind of like when Twitter breaks, where does anybody go? It's always been this joke, like, where do people go to find out why Twitter's broken when Twitter breaks? Because that's where they go to when they want to find out whatever else is broken. But I find it a very difficult platform. I find it to envision the platform. I find it difficult to envision that platform as a serious platform in 2019. Look, if you're multicasting and you can throw Periscope in while you're there, hey, knock it out. But for the most part, it seems like it's not a place to be. So why are there, what's the reason that people find it attractive still? Perhaps I do find it attractive for this ease of use, quality of the broadcast, video quality, audio quality, ease of people finding it. But that's it. There's a lot of downside to it as well. And I think that other live streamers out there who were asked the question that I kind of posed for myself, they would probably agree. What are your thoughts? Todd.live on Instagram if you'd like to reach out and chat about it.